Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Energy back at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. Now, it's good enough for one game. I wonder how many Yankees fans thought maybe they should save some of these runs for game five. That's not quite how it works, but there is a little bit of history that's worth noting as the Yankees force a game five on the verge of extinction. Or maybe that's melodramatic, on the verge of getting swept. I kind of like extinction better. Makes you sound like a dinosaur, a really cool dinosaur. We had talked about this stat where 24 times a team had taken a 3-0 lead in the World Series. 20 times. There's a lot of numbers. 20 times the team had gotten swept, the one that had fallen into that 0-3 hole. So 20 times the sweep became reality. Only 4 times prior to tonight has the team in that position, in the 0-3 hole, facing extinction, actually forced a game five. So the Yankees do that. They beat the odds, if you will, by forcing a game five. And at this point, I would think your only goal is to force this series back to LA for two reasons. Number one, as long as you have life, you're saying there's a chance. So that's huge. But also, as long as you force this series back to LA, well, you don't have to worry about another team celebrating a World Series on your field. So there's two reasons. And I understand the pitch by pitch, at bat, inning by inning, game by game mentality. And actually, Dave Roberts has employed that same approach. I think the Dodgers are in that same place because you dare not start celebrating a World Series when you don't actually have it. For those of you who remember the Falcons and Patriots Super Bowl going back to 2016, well, there was a lot of talk and the stories have come out since. I've spoken to people that were in the suite where the Atlanta front office members were watching the game together, at least some of them. They were celebrating. They believed they had done everything necessary to win a Super Bowl. But at that time, there was still a half to go. And so they didn't actually win a Super Bowl. And we all know what happened after that. And to that end, I know that there were a lot of people who answered our show question from about 24 hours ago. Our show question being, would you rather have your team get to a championship game or series, even if it meant your team would then be demolished? Be destroyed. And I got to tell you, the majority of people responded that they would prefer their team get there and be in the arena than never to have experienced that elation at all, even if it ended with a total thud. So the Yankees, they've extended the series a little more, and we'll see what happens in game number five. And coming up momentarily, we will have highlights and reaction, including a bizarre moment where two Yankees fans have earned themselves, you want to talk about extinction, have earned themselves extinction from Yankee Stadium, I hope for life. I do not know how two people spend the money to get into Yankee Stadium with World Series tickets, unless by some chance Those tickets were free. They were gifts. And generally, though, when you're getting comp tickets, they're not that far out. This was, what would you say, Producer Pete? Maybe six, seven rows from the foul pole, six, seven seats from the foul pole right on the wall.
That's a good guesstimation, I would say. Yeah.
You don't often see comp tickets out there. Most comp tickets are around by the dugouts. Comp meaning complimentary. They're given through a corporate sponsor, the team. Maybe the fan won the tickets. So you don't often see them that far out. They're generally much closer to the dugouts and home plate. So I'm going to assume, you know what happens when you assume, I'm going to assume that those two dudes paid money for their tickets. Maybe they were secondary market because the price of the tickets was dropping drastically when the Yankees were on the verge of getting swept. But if you didn't see this moment, Gleyber Torres hits a ball, and it's a really narrow alley in foul territory. So Mookie Betts is able to get over there easily and make the catch. But he's up against the wall when he catches this foul ball off the bat of Gleyber Torres, only to have one guy start to fight him. First, looks like he's trying to rip the glove off Mookie's hands, trying to grab the ball out of the glove. And then another guy right next to him actually has the nerve, the audacity. I saw one former MLB pitcher, I think it was Dallas Braden, actually, who tweeted that was assault, brother. Actually grabs the wrist of Mookie like he's trying to hold him up. I've never seen anything like that. We see fan interference all the time reaching into the field of play, but to actually grab a player, that's stunning to me. It took all of, 4.3 minutes for those two guys to get escorted out. So again, this is bottom of the first inning. You paid all that money to get into Yankee Stadium, and what you do with your money is essentially flush it. You throw it out the window while you're driving home because you got kicked out. I doubt they were detained by authorities, but I haven't heard that anyway. But I do think that it's crazy that they just wasted all that money. Okay, I can't wait any longer. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I'm Amy, but there's other bodies here in studio. Producer Pete, this is a first. You better be taking some photos. This is a first here on After Hours. We not only have a guest in studio with two legs who's been here before. Who's been here before, our friend Michael Duarte of NBC LA, who I just wanted to point out to people was here a week ago. And Michael, people loved the show so much that they decided I needed to co-host. Oh, thanks. I don't think that's a compliment. But anyway, Michael is here because he's covering the World Series. He was covering the NLCS a week ago. Now he's back covering the World Series for the Hump Show. But he brought his constant companion. Wait, can we possibly hear the noise the companion's making? So our second guest here in studio is actually four-legged. We did not run by this by the bosses. We decided we would ask for apologies or ask for forgiveness later. So we've got in studio a special guest named Mello, and she is definitely Mello. Is she always this mellow, Mike?
Yes, since she was like 8 weeks old. I wanted to call her Dodger for obvious reasons, but...
No, she's mellow.
Her personality won out.
So let's hear all about Mello and her credentials. As if you were doing a dating profile for Mello, what do we need to know about this sweet girl? Because she's sitting in a chair. Penny wouldn't sit in a chair if somebody... Well, she would climb on the couch, but not in a chair. She's sitting in a desk chair. She's maxing, relaxing. I brought her treats. Does she know this? Did you tell her I brought her treats?
Yeah, she's waiting for them. She'll do tricks for treats.
So Mello came with Michael all the way across the country from L.A. I can't wait to hear the story of how she travels. But let's hear all about your sweet companion.
Okay, so like it's a dating profile, you said.
Like,
so
what do we need to
Mello
know about
is 10
Mello?
Years old. She loves long walks on the beach, but then she will actually run into the ocean and play in the waves. She also loves chicken.
I love chicken.
She loves her best friend, which is a stuffed panther that we call...
Oh, you're not her best friend?
No. If Panther was here, we would show you that trick as well. What else?
What kind of dog is she?
She's a wolf spitz, purebred. I forgot to tell you that.
They are from the Netherlands.
They're known as barge dogs. They were given... I'm assuming, and we get this a lot, that it is some sort of off-breed of... a husky and a Pomeranian.
She does look like a cross between a husky. I would have said Palmer.
Lots of people call her a Pomeranian. I get offended by that. She looks much better than a Pomeranian.
She is. She's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
What a color.
Amy's got the treats here, so Mello's going to love this, and she's going to be really excited for this. So I was reading that in the Netherlands, the king and queen, they were given this wolfspitz breed. In the Netherlands, they're known as Kieshandens.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of the
Kieshandens, and they were given as a gift to the king and queen.
It's a chicken treat, by the way.
Oh, look at that. She's loving it already.
Mello now loves me.
You now have a best friend. She doesn't even looking at me. And so they were given to the king and queen, and then they kind of, they were royal dogs for a while, and then they spread out into all of Holland. And after that, they were known as barge dogs. So the shippers
like
and the ports.
Butter? I'm sorry. That's
she
really
loves peanut butter.
But...
She loves peanut butter as well. So the shippers and the ports would put these dogs on the deck while they were asleep because they would bark really loud and make a lot of noise to let them know nefarious things were afoot. And she does do that with me as well. She'll let me know when something's afoot, but then that's about as tough as she gets as a guard dog. Yeah, just hey, something's going on. You take care of it.
Go ahead, Dad. That's all you.
And then if it's another person, she'll just curl up and cuddle with them instead. So she's also a very good cuddler. That should go on her dating profile.
Yes. How sweet.
Yep.
10, huh? And you've had her since she was little?
I had her since she was 8 weeks old.
What a face.
And all her...
Oh my goodness.
All her... There was
she's
five
staring
her,
at me because I have more treats.
There was five in her litter. The other four are absolute crazy maniacs. And she would stumble out at 8 weeks old and just plop in my lap and just lay there. And I was like, okay, I'm taking you home and you're super mellow. So
did you know
we're naming you after your temperament.
The type of dog that you wanted, or this was something you stumbled into?
Yeah, so there was like a traumatic event that happened 10 years ago that actually put me in a situation where, as you know, I have parrots, and I had a parrot prior to that, and it put me in a situation where when I was around my sister's dog, which was a husky, and other dogs, I had this kind of resentment towards them, almost, because of this traumatic event.
Aww.
And I was like, look, I'm not going to keep going my whole life holding this grudge against all dogs when that was not okay.
Yeah.
And so I knew I needed to get a dog and fall in love with the dog and have a dog as my companion to overcome this trauma and this tragedy.
Aww.
And so when I did that, I was like, well, I need one that's super, super intelligent. I need one that's great with people. I need one that's
great with people.
I need one that's great with other animals. I need one that can, if I get another parrot, can be okay with another parrot, can be okay with a cat, can be okay with all different sorts of animals. And I also wanted one that had the energy to go running with me. I know you're a runner.
Yes.
So to go running with me and hiking and do all the outdoor sports that I wanted to do, so I can't get like a little tiny foo-foo dog that will go in a purse. I needed a dog
that... Oh, no. She looks rugged.
Yeah, that's rugged and wants to go on the trails. And so every
right
time...
Right now, she's got her butt to you because I have treats.
Yeah, because she's all about you right now. So
she's
every time I looked up the list of dogs, it was like the wolf spitz kept being the top 10 in every category. And I was like, okay, interesting. And when I was a kid, we had a wolf spit mix. It was kind of a mutt, but it had a lot of Kieshanden in it. And it was just absolutely amazing. And so I was like, well, where can I get one? I couldn't even get one in the country except for North Carolina. They're very rare here in the United States.
Are you rare?
And so I called some breeders in North Carolina, and they were like, oh, we can ship it to you. And I was like, I feel terrible about that. I want to like be with it when it's a puppy and choose it and let it choose me and have that instant bond, not receive one in the mail like an Amazon package.
Oh.
And so they told me the only breeder they had heard of was in Sacramento. I called that breeder. That breeder said, I don't breed anymore, but there used to be one in Malibu.
Oh my goodness.
I tried calling that breeder for like 2 months. I couldn't reach her. Finally, I went and did what I do as a journalist. And I just started Googling and researching her. And I found her husband's cell phone. And I called this gentleman whose name was John. And I said, I'm trying to reach your wife, Tawn, to see if she breeds wolf spitz, Kieshandens. And he was like, she's right here. And I talked to her, and she's like, I have a litter right now.
Oh, no way.
And it was just like serendipitous. I went to Malibu, and here's Mello.
And here's Mello. Oh, my goodness. So so you and I have talked about hiking before with dogs. She likes to hike.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's fun. and you also like to run, but look at every other time you're so chill. She has decided that I'm her favorite because I have treats.
100%.
So I've been able to take some great photos, but producer P already has one too up, like the studio view. So you can see that she's sitting in a chair and Michael and I are, well, I'm talking to Mello. Michael's talking to the rest of you. And I'm not really paying attention to you, Michael, but I'm talking to Mello.
I love it.
Oh my gosh. I've never even brought my own dog into the studio, but here's Mello. So I don't want to give you all the treats right now because then they'd be gone. What tricks does she do? You said she does tricks for treats.
Yeah, she does tricks. Do we want to do them right now?
No, we can wait. I just wondered what we're in for.
Put a treat on her nose and tell her to stay. She'll do that one. That's an easy one. Yeah, that's an easy one.
Hi, I smell dog breath. We haven't had dog breath in studio ever before.
I brushed your teeth before we came. I hope it's not too bad.
No, it's just dog breath.
Yeah.
Whatever. I love how comfy. How does she do on the plane?
Oh my gosh, better than me. I swear to you, Amy. I mean, we've been on travel flights all over the world.
Yes.
I would say she's been on at least a dozen flights by now. She literally just comes on the plane. I say, this is our seat. She crawls underneath. She goes to sleep.
She fits under a seat.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's about it. And I would say like...
So it's the hair mostly that makes her look big.
When the beverage and snack service comes, that's when she wakes up and sits up. I'll go to the bathroom. I can walk around the plane, stretch my legs.
And
she
just
stays under the seat.
Wow, that's quite a trick too. How come you're so mellow?
We flew...
How did that happen?
We flew from New York to Buenos Aires...
Oh, goodness.
April of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being like an 11-hour flight. And then when we got there, we had problems with, whatever the dog control service is, the animal services there. And they held her. And then they wanted me to go through like an employee shift change to wait for the next group of people to come in. Because I guess the next person coming in was more qualified to help me with our situation. And I was like, she hasn't been to the bathroom, guys, in like over 12 hours, please. And they wouldn't do it. And so she peed on the floor in front of their little station there at the airport in Buenos Aires, which good for her, honestly, because they wouldn't let her out. And that's the only time she's ever had anything, you know, an accident like that.
They're clearly
otherwise
not
she holds
dull
it,
people.
Yeah, otherwise she holds it and waits forever. But
her little ears, they just stick up through her hair. So how much does she weigh?
She weighs 29, 30 pounds.
That's crazy because she looks so much bigger with the hair.
I would say 30 now because it's been a crazy month of October. We haven't been able to go hiking and running.
Treats.
No, not that.
Okay, so there's already a photo up on our show Twix at Amy After Hours. I took a close-up of Mello because she's a supermodel and she needed to have a close-up.
Well, speaking of supermodel, and you know this, we landed... was it yesterday? No, 2 days ago.
Yes, in New York?
Yeah, 2 days ago in New York, and I needed to get her to a park to stretch and go to the bathroom and do all that. And then here in New York, and we do have it in L.A., just not right now. Usually it's like December, January, but the leaves are falling. Mm-hmm. They're orange, they're yellow, they're brown, they're red, they're great colors. We don't have that right now in L.A. We have like 85 and sunny and palm trees
That's
everywhere.
That's boring.
But we did a little fall photo shoot, which I sent you some of those pictures, Mello and I, she's a supermodel. So.
Well, I didn't share anything yet because I was waiting and I didn't want to give it away.
But you have it, so you can post that too.
I could. Yeah. She looks like she blends in with the leaves. Pete, what do you think? I'm pretty sure Timmy needs one of these.
Oh, they've been my kids have been asking for a companion to join the Bilotti family. But yeah, beautiful. I love
she's
dogs.
Beautiful. And she's just so chill.
Yeah.
Is that really where you got her name?
Yeah, I promise. So I really wanted to call her Dodger, and I know that's cliche.
Whatever,
it just kind of was like what I wanted to do. And
I named my first second cat after John Elway. Her name was Ellie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
my boss or one of my coworkers and colleagues at NBC, he names his dogs, and they've had several, but right now he has two. He names them after the goats, right? So one's Gretzky, one's Brady.
I thought you meant real
one's
goats
Jordan.
For a second there.
No, sports goats. One's Jordan.
Aww.
So they're all named after the sports goats. There was two dogs. There was a male and a female in this litter, and I was like, I'll take the male and name it Dodger. But this Mello, she had a yellow collar, and she would just keep plopping on my lap whenever I'd come visit her. And she would just
yours.
Lay there. And all the other dogs were attacking each other and playing and chewing
amazing.
And going crazy. And I was like, you're Mello Yellow. And, you know, I love that Donovan song. They call me Mello Yellow.
She is.
That's right.
Yeah, you're
so
a star.
That's the song I sing to her. And that's how her name
You are a star. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I mean, Michael is a great friend and he just went to the World Series and I'm sure he has great insight and all of that stuff, but Melo. You knew this was going to happen, right?
Yeah, this is what I wanted to happen.
It's a good thing you were here last week by yourself because otherwise, first time in 12 years, I had talked about bringing my own dog to studio before and the company put the kibosh on it, but we got permission from the security group downstairs. So even if our own bosses don't know, I don't know how long it'll take until they figure it out. I don't think any of them follow us on social media. Plus, they're busy with the World Series, so I don't.
And technically, they can't stop. She has access as a service animal. She has access.
She's only licking my fingers because I gave her treats, but I had to save some. We don't want you to get too overweight.
Your audience, Amy, wanted a co-host, and yes. You talked about how lonely you get here by yourself.
I do.
One
Me
is
and
the
Pete.
Loneliest number. I think this is the show moving forward. Mello and Amy, there's your co-host.
That's right. She doesn't say much, but she sure is cute. It gives me a lot of...
You won't get it lonely.
Gives me a lot of joy.
The audience will love it.
All right, I'm putting this photo up because it is terrific. You guys have to check it out at A-Law Radio. There's another one, more wide-angle view that Pete put up on our show account at Amy After Hours. There will be tricks because, the World Series was awesome and all, but there's a dog in studio. Hi, Mello.
Ask her.
She actually took over a chair. She's hanging out in a chair.
She knows you have treats, so you don't even have to show her. Ask her to give you a high five.
High five? High five?
Go lower.
Oh, high five. What? High five?
Okay, show her the treat then.
Oh, I have to show her the treat so she does the high five?
She'll do it normally
if
she's sitting.
Is this pride? High five.
There you go.
So now I have to give it to her.
Well, yeah, I think she's earned it at
okay,
this point.
We'll actually talk about the World Series and other sports and stuff, but dogs, you know. I say this often on the show. I'll say it again. We agree on nothing in the United States of America except for football and dogs.
Facts.
Yes, and we've got that combo plus some World Series in studio. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Check it out at A-Law Radio. I swear, Facebookers, I'll put it up there as well. But this will be a show unlike any other. It may get me fired, but I don't even care at this point because this is so great. Pete, we may have to hide her from Marco because Marco's the one that is a little nervous about all this.
I think Marco will be fine.
You think Marco will be
yes.
fine? Mello wins people over, so she's good. It's After Hours, our hump show.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. You can do that on either our show, Twix, or Facebook when you go to check out photos of our in-studio supermodel. Yes. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's not me. It's the dog here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Swinging a belted ball to right field, hooking toward the corner. Freddie Freeman, simply unstoppable. He points to the bullpen as he rounds the bases for an MLB record. Sixth consecutive World Series game after a home run.
Obviously felt good after that first inning. I'll look back on it after, hopefully when we get this thing done tomorrow. But pretty cool, obviously. Hopefully I can keep it going tomorrow.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Now, come on. This is getting crazy. Freddie Freeman, 4 World Series games in 2024, 6 in a row, going back to his last World Series with the Atlanta Braves, which, of course, he was a huge part of them winning in 21. Mm-hmm. Right? It was 21. Mm-hmm. But this is a record now. And I know it spans several years, but no one has ever hit home runs in 6 consecutive World Series games until now. And the call there was Steven Nelson on Dodgers radio. So you can imagine what it was like in Yankee Stadium. But actually, you don't have to, because our friend Michael Duarte of NBC LA, he was there at Yankee Stadium as Freeman comes up again in the top of the first and smacks another home run. What did it sound like or feel like in the stadium when it happened again?
So I filmed it, Amy. I took my phone out going, he's going to do it again. Oh, I just had a gut instinct that he was going to do it again. And this one was like a more of a line drive laser shot that kind of just cleared that right field fence. But it was funny because they did it again tonight. But last night, out in the kind of the bleacher section out in the outfield, they were chanting before his first at bat, F you, Freddie. Out at
smart.
Yankee Stadium.
Really smart.
And I asked him after the game if he had heard them chanting that, and he said he didn't hear it. I guess that's good, because he kind of gave it back to them with that home run. This was last night in Game 3. They were chanting it again tonight. My favorite thing, I don't know if you saw it on social media, a fan had a sign that said, Freddie, please stop.
It was all over the place.
Yeah, and then he homers right off the bat to make it 6 in a row for a record. And so Freddie Freeman, the presumptive World Series MVP that nobody thought of 2 weeks ago when he couldn't even walk or run.
Hadn't hit a home run since mid-August.
There was that game against the Padres, I think it was Game 3, where we just saw him run and jump, and we just were looking at him like, it's kind of like what Dennis Eckersley, when he goes back and describes that at bat with Kirk Gibson in 1988, he was like, he was feeble and meek and weak, and I felt bad for him. That's how we felt with Freddie, watching him these first 2 rounds of the playoffs, and suddenly he's Superman in the World Series. It's absolutely incredible and remarkable, and the fact that his dad, who he, I guess, credited to and donated, I guess, dedicated his walk-off Grand Slam in Game 1 to, the fact that he's here for the whole journey. And if you've ever watched, there's a special about Freddie, how after his mom died of cancer, his dad spiraled and had a lot of medical conditions and was kind of giving up on life. And Freddie, as a 12-year-old, had to rush his dad to the hospital, ended up saving his life. Mm. And his dad made a promise after that to Freddie that from that moment on, he would live for Freddie and not do that again, and get in shape and eat right and not spiral anymore. And he credits his dad to pitching batting practice to him as a kid, no matter what day
and now.
Yep.
He says
and
he still
now,
does it during the offseason.
There's a story where, I think it was last season, his dad drove Freddie and Mookie to San Diego for a road trip.
To the zoo?
To Petco Park for a series. But his dad drove, and they were just sharing stories the way so that they could rest up while the dad made the drive. So the fact that he's able to dedicate not just that Game 1 moment to him, which was an incredible moment we'll be playing for decades and generations, but this whole series and his play, I saw his dad today, walking with him, and so the fact that he's here and getting to witness this awesome. In New York is awesome.
Michael Duarte, NBC LA, is with us in studio. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I just put up a couple more photos of our first ever canine guest in studio. Now, obviously, the World Series Game 4 did not end with the Freddie Freeman home run, though some Yankees fans may have thought so. There's a lot more, but that's where it started. And so I'm trying not to get distracted by our canine guest, but Marco Belletti is now joining us here in studio. This is Mello. Oh, Mello put her head down because it's a long day. Mm-hmm. But she's over. Oh, I have treats. And she's now facing me because she knows I have treats.
Wow, that's smart.
Yeah. So she just sticks her nose up and sniffing for treats. So we have an agreement here on the show, Michael. This happened last week when we knew that you were likely coming. Well, once the Dodgers had moved on to the World Series, and then the Yankees were waiting for them, right? We knew. And so we had sort of announced to the people, just as a secret, let's not let anyone else know, but we're going to keep it a secret, that we would be smuggling a dog into our studio. And we decided that Marco might be our weak link, but he's assured us.
Who's this we?
He's assured us.
Whoa.
Okay.
We decided?
Were you with me or were you with Marco?
I had faith in Marco.
Okay. All right. So I stand corrected. It was just me. I was a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
That you would not want to go down with the ship should it happen that way. But we had permission from the security team downstairs because she is a service dog and she is tremendous. But there's great photos up of Mello. Her name's Mello because she's Mello.
I picked up on that.
You can use it as a Carmelo Anthony fan.
I actually did that. I said that the last
that works
time.
For you, Marco.
I was curious, but no. I figured it was not for Carmelo.
So, yes, I put up some more photos. There's one on just solo because I was so excited I didn't even include anything like her name and who her dad is. I just threw it up there because she's so cute and it's so great to have a dog in studio. But I just put another couple photos up. One, you weren't in Central Park. Where were you?
It was just a random park.
Near your hotel.
It wasn't a big park.
Photo shoot with Michael because the leaves, they don't have these types of leaves in LA. So the leaves are changing colors and Mello was hanging out. And then I took another one because she's facing me since the treats are over here. So you can check it out. And I gave some more information about her, our first canine guest. So I don't know how I'm supposed to pay attention to sports at this point, but this is a different type of hump show. All right, fine. We'll get back to the World Series after this. I'm going to have to scrounge up some more treats. I've got crackers. She eats people food?
Yeah. I cook for her. She don't eat dog food.
Stop it. Are you serious?
Yeah, I cook rice, chicken, veggies, salmon sometimes.
No wonder you like the chicken treat.
Turkey, yeah. So she gets full cooked home.
She knows
meals.
The word treat because her ears come forward when you say that.
Especially food. That's the trigger word.
Well,
food.
I did bring ube cookies for you, but, if you would like...
Thank you.
If you'd like to feed an ube cookie to Mello, that's totally worth... It's worth having the cookies for Mello. Do your kids want a dog, Marco?
I'm sure they do. They're not getting one, no.
Wow. You slammed that door?
At some point, AIM. I got a 10-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 1-year-old. And a house the size of my foot. The last thing I need is a dog on top of that. I can't control what's going on now. I don't need to add to the zoo and circus that I got going on.
But
there's no way.
Think how happy they'd be.
Yeah, and who's taking care of this dog?
You.
Marco, spend an hour with Mello, and you'll change your mind, I promise.
I had a dog. I would love a dog. I love dogs. I sleep like 3 hours a day as it is.
That's
Are you
true.
Crazy?
That's true.
There's no way.
He's got a schedule that even I couldn't keep.
There's no way.
I don't know
way.
How he does it.
There's no way.
It's pure joy over being a father.
Love it. Great. Tremendous. I'm exhausted. There's no way. I don't have enough time in the day to be able to do that. And I can't make the 10-year-old who's already half a parent as it is for the 4-year-old and the 1-year-old. I can't expect him to take care of the dog.
All right, fine. I'll leave it alone.
At some point later, yes, I would love to. Get me a bigger house. Get these kids older. Yes.
See, now, I've long been campaigning for you to have a raise so you could get a bigger house.
That would help.
Yes. All right.
See, that helps.
I'll write a strongly worded note.
See, that softens the blow from you calling me a rat for the last 2 weeks.
That softens
the blow a little bit.
That is so not true. I did not call you a rat. I just said...
I don't think you could keep a secret. It's called a rat.
Well, no. It was more about you not wanting to take the fall.
It's called a rat.
Trouble. Okay. All right. Well, I don't like rats.
I'm staying out. I'm Switzerland on this one.
I mean...
All right, check out Mello's photo because, yes, as Marco says, it softens the blow. At A-Law Radio, send your questions for Ask Amy. That's a couple hours away. We'll get to the fan interference plus the Yankees. Life, energy, finally the bats wake up. Here's our latest sports update. And here's Marco. He's not a rat.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
The name is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with Life electronic device and pet health insurance. Backs firmly up against the wall. Yankees fell behind this time, though, able to respond.
Hudson deals. Swung on and hit in the air to left field and deep. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. Anthony Volpe put a charge in one.
Anthony Volpe giving the Yankees a lead they'd never relinquish in their first since game one as the Bombers able to pull away from the Dodgers 11-4. John Sterling, the call, Yankees Radio Network. Gleyber Torres, a 3-run blast. Austin Wells went deep. Freddie Freeman homered for a 4th straight game in these World Series. First player to ever do that.
Obviously felt good after that first inning. I'll look back on it after, hopefully when we get this thing done tomorrow. But pretty cool, obviously. Hopefully I can keep it going tomorrow.
But the Yankees able to avoid the sweep, and they force that game five on Wednesday night. White Sox reportedly going Will Venable as their next manager. NFL Colts have reportedly benched Anthony Richardson in favor of Joe Flacco. Ravens land wide receiver Deontay Johnson from the Panthers in exchange for a fifth-round pick. Texans with a loss. Stephon Diggs done for the rest of the season with a torn ACL. C.J. Stroud obviously distraught.
It sucks. You know, it's not easy. It's not, you know, something that I just can have a whole bunch of words for. I just hoping, you know, and just trying to just wrap my mind around, you know, what happened. But it's tough. You know, you can't really try. You try to think positively about it, but, you know, it's not a bunch of positive thoughts, and I just really feel bad for him.
NBA Nuggets rallied from 17 down. They outlast the Nets in overtime, 144-139. Nikola Jokic, the triple-double. He had 29 points, 18 rebounds, and 16 assists. Warriors dismissed the Pelicans, 124-106. Mavericks handled the T-Wolves, 120-114. Kyrie Irving, 35. Luka Doncic had a 24. And the Kings, they rocked the Jazz, 113-96. Hockey, Sharks double up the Kings, 4-2. Flyers blank the Bruins, 2-0. Kraken dominate Montreal, 8-2, as the Capitals, 5-5. Rangers 3. Ducks took out the Islanders 3-1 of the Wild. Too much for the Penguins 5-3. I'm Marco Belletti.
855-212-4227. That's the number to get in touch with us, the Infinity Sports Network. Give us a call. 855-212-4227. Working quickly. His 1-0 pitch. Torres swings. Hits it in the air. Right field. Mookie Betts drifting toward the line. The ball drifting toward the seats. Foul in foul ground. Mookie jumps up, and he has it in the glove, and a Yankee fan ripped it out of him. But the umpire down the right field line is signaling that is an out.
Absolutely. Good call. And a fan will be asked to leave the stadium. They're pointing, well, wait a minute. He reached over into the stands.
And he was pulling Mookie's glove off. Betts was like, hey, hey, hey.
So it looked like a wrestling match there for a while. The fan grabbed the glove, tried to take the glove off the hand of Mookie Betts, reached into the glove and pulled the ball out.
I mean, absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
I mean, he was trying to rip the glove out and then trying to contest to Mark Carlson, the crew chief and right field umpire. Oh, that the ball was on the lip of the thing, and that you could hurt a player.
Yeah, and then another man grabbed the right hand of Mookie Betts. Exit two of them in a hurry.
One out, nobody on. The Dodgers up 2-0. Just a ridiculous showing in right field from that fan.
Yep.
If you want to make a play on it, you can make a play on the ball. But once it's in the player's glove, sit down.
It's irrelevant. We lost. It doesn't matter.
How is that man feeling? Because it kind of looks like, from our perspective, that your wrist kind of went a little bit back.
No, I didn't even know he grabbed my hand. So, no, it's perfectly fine.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Pretty interesting to hear Mookie's reaction to a fan grabbing his wrist and also trying to rip the glove off of his hand when there was the foul ball. And it's a very narrow alley between the right field chalk and the actual wall of the stadium, or the wall of the stands. That it's one of those that they've talked about multiple times on the Fox broadcast, because it's so narrow that you really don't have a whole lot of real estate to work with. So as Mookie is catching this ball off the bat of Gleyber Torres in the bottom of the first inning, you hear the call there with Steven Nelson on the Dodgers radio network. A fan reaches over, but it's not just about interfering with the ball. It's actually about grabbing Mookie, and then another guy pulls on his wrist. And so both of those fans were escorted within minutes out of their seats. So that was a waste of your money. But Mookie really said, I didn't even notice that he grabbed my wrist. I guess the adrenaline of it, or just the moment, because he did look indignant. He did look angry at the time that he was having to deal with a fan try to grab this ball. But our friend Michael Duarte of NBC LA was in the Dodgers clubhouse afterwards. I know Mookie didn't want to say a whole lot. He was pressed a couple times and really didn't say much. But you said you know more about the fan who reached over?
Absolutely. So first of all, Mookie is the consummate professional. He didn't make it about him or that play or excuses. It was, we lost. That's the important part. I'm okay. The fan is not, as far as being able to watch this game for the remainder of the game.
What a waste.
But he also told me after that game, because I was in that scrum of the clip that Pete just shared on air, And he said that, you know, he played in this rivalry, Red Sox-Yankees, for many years. He said, and all the time he played at Yankee Stadium, and he did like it here, especially the fans, you know, the vitriol from them.
And that, they're right on top of
you. Yeah, right on top of you, laying down on him. He'd never, ever had anything like this before. Borderline assault, as you said. The fan's name is Austin Capobianco. I have a friend named Tony Capobianco, so not to be associated with that friend. Maybe they're related. Maybe it's in the bloodline. But Austin Capobianco, excuse me, was the fan that interfered with Mookie. He was immediately ejected as soon as the play happened. I couldn't see it, but we saw it on the TVs in the press box. So I took out my binoculars and watched.
Handy-dandy binoculars.
And like some really official security, because he was in a full suit, escort both gentlemen out of the stadium. And what's sickening, and Amy, I'm sure you saw the videos of the Yankees fans cheering when Ohtani got injured in game two of the World Series, sliding into second base in the seventh inning. They were cheering these fans, calling them heroes and dapping them up and patting them on the back for doing this, which was just silly, because if you don't interfere with him, maybe he drops it, whatever. It kind of cost your team, and now you've been ejected. I think they're actually season ticket holders, and those were like their seats, because what he told Jesse Rogers from ESPN after the game was they went to a local bar to watch the rest of the game, and when he was asked about it, he said, if Mookie's in our area, we're going to D up on him. And
that's smart. That's very smart.
That was his line. Gosh. And that's not exactly what it looked like it did. It looked like you literally tried to rip his glove off and throw the ball out like there's not a million cameras on you in the World
Series. What are the chances alcohol was involved?
Exactly.
Big chances.
Exactly.
So unfortunately for those Yankee fans, they're big chumps, because they did miss the fireworks that happened in the bottom of the third.
Hudson deals, swung on and hit in the air to left field and deep. That ball is high. That is far. That is gone. It's a grand slam. Anthony Volpe put a charge in one. A grand slam to left field, and the Yankees now take a 5-2 lead. Here's the 1-1 to Glaber. A fly ball to deep right. Betts going back. That ball is gone! It's Glaber Day.
Poor John.
He hits a three-run home run to blow this game apart. And like a good Glaber, Torres is there.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. So we love John Sterling. There are a lot of allergies in the fall. In fact, I don't have any issues with spring allergies, but in the fall, it's spores and mold that happen in the fall, like tree stuff, and not in my house. And so I deal with it in the fall. I wonder if that's what's happening with John Sterling. But the call's there on the Yankees radio network. So, yes, those doofus fans missed the fireworks. They waited all that time to get the big bats. And now, wasn't Aaron Judge in this particular case, though he did have a hit later in the game. It wasn't Juan Soto. Giancarlo Stanton got dropped in the order to fifth, though Aaron Boone said it was about the right-left kind of stacking the bats. But that moment for Anthony Volpe in the third inning, the grand slam, that one really woke up the New York Yankees, but it also gave life and energy to the stadium, and those dummies missed it.
I think I pretty much blacked out as soon as I saw it go over the fence, but no, we just want to keep putting pressure on them, and I think everyone had confidence in everyone in the lineup that someone was going to get the big hit, and we've been having such good at-bats and putting such good swings on the ball that, I mean, we just felt like it was only a matter of time.
When Anthony hits that ball, it was like, you know, fun to see Yankee Stadium erupt. It's like they've been waiting for 48 hours to do that. And then just the way the game went on and on, it was just the energy, the noise, the excitement. It, you know, was Yankee Stadium World Series game.
That big hit that we've been looking for kind of, it happened and just felt like a big exhale in the dugout, and everybody could kind of, you know, play free and easy again and just, you know, worry about adding on and keeping the lead.
So Anthony Volpe and Aaron Boone and Alex Verdugo, and I also heard Juan Soto talk about it, all saying what was obvious in terms of the energy and the electricity in the stadium. They had been waiting, almost holding their collective breath, And we had heard from Aaron Boone after game three that really they hadn't yet recovered emotionally from the Freddie Freeman walk-off grand slam in game one. I mean, that was something Aaron Boone said about his clubhouse. And so to get this, first of all, to fall behind again and know that now you've got no other choice, you've got to rally. But to get this grand slam in the third, it was like this giant exhale. It was the energy and the life infused back into Yankee Stadium. And in this particular case, the hitting was contagious. And so I know it was a bullpen start for the Dodgers, and something else it did for the Dodgers, and we'll get their perspective after the top of the hour, but it allowed Dave Roberts, once the bats had started working for the Yankees, it essentially allowed him to wave the white flag. Not that you ever give up on a game because you don't, but once they got up by the 7, the 8, and on into the 10 and the 11, what you do is you then preserve the best of your bullpen for a game 5, and it looks completely different in game 5 because you've got Garrett Cole and Jack Flaherty. So a rematch of the World Series opener that goes back to last Friday, which would put them both on regular rest, right? So they're both going out there and they should be at their best, and it's second chance. It's almost match point, right? Second match point for the Dodgers to be able to close out the World Series in the Bronx. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Michael Duarte, NBC LA, is here in studio. We'll get more of his reaction. Plus, Mello has found her new favorite cookie because I brought cookies. Because I'm in love with Mello. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!